This is an international healing school today, and the Spirit of God is present where you are, right where you are. The healing power of God is there to be received. Hallelujah.
Has a bad report tried to put you in a place of fear? Then don't miss today's Healing School teaching from Gloria Copeland as she shares how to move out of fear and into faith. Next, here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's just look at Psalm 91. I want you to think about, of course, the protection, but also how much there is about healing in here. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Glory to God. He shall stay. He shall abide. This cross-reference says, he shall lodge under the shadow, the covering, the protection of the Almighty. Now, this scripture, and those of you that are watching in Iraq today, and you're in the midst of war and situations, this portion of scripture is one of the portions that can save your life. By the way, everybody, welcome all over the world on the internet. This is an international healing school today, and the Spirit of God is present where you are, right where you are. The healing power of God is there to be received. Hallelujah. This person abides, lodges, stays under the shadow, the covering of the Almighty. God will overshadow us, like we read in that scripture, where he overshadowed the people, even in when all the people around them were being killed and not surviving. God overshadowed those that trust him. I will say, here's my part. I will say, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. The Amplified says, in him will I lean and rely and trust. Hallelujah. I will trust the Lord with my life. What is that? That's faith. In him will I trust. He is my refuge. Just like you receive Jesus as your Savior, you receive him as your healer, you receive him as your refuge and your fortress. See, this takes faith. It doesn't just fall on you because you're born again. It's available to you because you're born again. It's available to anybody that would receive it. Surely, I trust. My part is, I trust. I say, watch how much you say. You know what we learned about faith this week is you say it. Faith talks. You get what you say. Well, here's another say scripture. I will say of the Lord. My part is to abide under his shadow. Abiding is obeying. My part is staying connected, abiding under his shadow. And my part is to say. I say my deliverance. I say faith, whatever it is I'm believing for. I say health. I say protection. I say wisdom. I need wisdom every day. I say whatever the scripture says. I take it. I say it. I put it in my eyes, in my ears, and I get it in my heart, and I say it with my mouth. Hallelujah. Surely, here's what happens. Surely, be assured, he shall deliver you. When you abide and when you say, he does deliver. And you know, everything is like that in the Bible. Healing, prosperity. You say what he says, you do what he says do, you prosper. If you're not going to do what he says do to prosper, you're going to have to do the best you can do. But when we do what he says about the things in our life, we're walking in obedience, we can expect protection, supernatural protection. So we say that. Therefore, we're not saying we're afraid. We're not saying we're scared. We're not scared. Fear's not in our heart. The Word of God is in our heart. We're not saying we're going to die young. We're not saying I have a terminal disease. We're not saying, we might say the doctor says this, but I say I'm healed. Amen. God has the last word about my health and my life and how long I live and how well I live. I say it, He agrees with me because I've got the word. He said it first. He said it first. I say it. He's already in agreement because He said it first. Amen. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Surely He will deliver you from any trap set by the devil and from any pestilence, sickness, disease, biological warfare. You know, it's out there these days. I mean, that's not far out at all. Our enemies have biological warfare. And the people without God, they don't have any recourse. But we're not without God. We've got the 91st Psalm. And it says, surely He, God, shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome or deadly pestilence. Glory to God. Now, when I first began to, you know, these things of weapons of mass destruction first began to really be talked about and printed about, and we were in England, and an article in the paper came out. I think this was right after 9/11. Article in the paper came out, and it had all the plagues in history, the Black Plague, the bubonic plague, how many people died, what the symptoms were, and how long it took you to die, and all that kind of information. All on one big page, they had all these plagues. Well, it got my attention. I got to thinking about it. The bubonic plague, the Black Plague. It doesn't matter whether it's a plague in a weapon of mass destruction or a plague that came about because of conditions that were in the earth. It could be a man-made plague, and the 91st Psalm would still be effective on it because it is a plague. It is a sickness or a disease. We do not have to be afraid of biological warfare. We do not have to be afraid of epidemics and disasters that come. We are hidden in the secret place, or we can be hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Now, if fear is a problem to you, you should go over the 91st. You should rebuke fear every time a thought comes to you. And get over to fear, the spirit of fear, that you're through with him and he might as well go somewhere else. And confess this 91st Psalm every day. Meditate on it. Get it in your heart and other scriptures of deliverance. It's got just healing in it. But it's got preservation in it as well. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings thou shalt trust. What is that? That is faith. Or under his wings shall you flee for refuge. His truth, the word of God, shall be thy shield and buckler. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. You could say the bullet, the missile. Thou shalt not be afraid of the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence, that would be plague, sickness, the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now this scripture says to us, we shall not be afraid. It is not scriptural to be afraid. We should be trusting in the Lord. If you have to read the 91st Psalm every day, that would be a good thing to do. If you're afraid, just like people read healing scriptures every day, if they're sick, you could read deliverance scriptures every day. until that gets over into your heart and overtakes your mind, and you know I am safe. Hallelujah. If you want to walk in the light of the 91st Psalm and receive its blessings, thou shalt not be afraid. Why? Because fear opens the door to the devil. The way faith opens the door to God, fear opens the door to the devil. Now, if you've got a problem with fear in your life, that's one of the worst problems you've got. You need to get rid of it. You need to feed on the Word of God until it has no place to live. You need to rebuke it every day. Every time a twinge of fear comes upon you, say, I recognize you, fear, and I rebuke you. And say this, I shall not be afraid. Now, you need to do that when you're at the doctor's office, when you're, if you're getting a bad report, if you get a report from the television, there's a hurricane coming, there's a tornado coming. What do you do if something jumps up there? You say, I shall not be afraid. And then you take authority over it and you rebuke it in Jesus' name. Fear has no place or lot in our lives. If you've been given a report by the doctor and he says you're not going to live and it's brought fear into your life, deal with it. Go to the scriptures that give you long life. And even if you're 70, 80, 90, 100, you don't have to be sick to die. Sickness is under the curse. There's no question about it. It says every sickness and every disease not written under this curse, not written here, is under the curse. So we know that we're redeemed from every sickness and disease. Now we need to feed on healing scriptures when we're well and when we're sick. All the time. Hallelujah. Thou shalt not be afraid, for fear opens the door to the devil. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste, that wasteth at noonday. We hear a bad report, a destruction report. Here's a scripture for it. We'll not be afraid of pestilence. We'll not be afraid of destruction. 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Now, pestilence is a sickness or a disease. It says we're not supposed to be afraid, in other words, of sickness and disease. Pestilence is an ongoing, horrible disease. We don't have to be afraid of it. We've been delivered from it. It can be so bad that 11,000 people die right around you. But what? It shall not come nigh thee. Now I have in my Bible, it shall not come nigh me. Why? Because I'm abiding in the secret place of the Most High. I've taken my place there. 24 hours a day, I'm abiding in the secret place of the Most High. That's where my faith is. That's what I believe for. That's what I shall experience, is deliverance, supernatural deliverance. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold. The Hebrew commentary says, you'll merely peer. You'll see it, but you won't partake of it. You could see it, but you won't partake of it. But now when you see it, you can't let fear in. You still have to walk by faith, because you can't be moved by what you see, but by what you believe. Amen. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because, here's our part, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. What is that saying? Habitation's where you live. It's not where you visit. Habitation is where you live. We've made the Lord our refuge. We live. We've chosen to live in this circle of blessing. You say, well, I wish I could just be that sure. I wish I could I wish I could be that strong. You can be that strong. It comes by the Word of God. It comes by meditating and seeing the Word of God and saying it with your mouth and putting it into your life. There shall, because thou hast made the Lord, you have made the Lord your refuge, even the Most High your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, no evil, that could be accident, disaster of any kind, neither shall plague come nigh thy dwelling, that's sickness and disease. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. And notice that the angels apparently are involved in keeping evil and the plague. They're apparently involved with the plague, keeping the plague, sickness, disease. Because it says, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. My goodness, this is powerful stuff. The lion and the adder, they can't do anything to you. The wild animals can't do anything to you. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. This is victory. Glory to God. Because, how come? Where do you get it? Because he, you, have set his, he has set his love upon me. Because he, God, has set his love upon me and you, therefore will I deliver him. Because he, the man under the shadow, God set his love upon me, I set my love upon him, and I receive from him, therefore, God says, will I deliver him. Because he has set his love upon me. What does the Bible say about love? It says the one who does what God says is the one who loves God. So if you want divine protection of this magnitude, you get divinely obedient. And you make it important to you to set your love upon him and that he can deliver you at any time. You know, you're treading on thin ice when you live in sin and when you're disobedient. It's not a safe place, but the safe place is when you set your love upon him and he will deliver you. I will set him on high, God says. I will set him, the one who sets his love upon me. And what is love? Doing the will of God, obeying God's word. If you love me, Jesus said, you'll what? Keep my commandments. So we know how to get there. We know what's promised. I will set him on high because he's known my name. He shall call upon me, this one who abides, this one who obeys, this one who trusts. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Anytime trouble comes, if you're obeying God and abiding in him, God is with you in that trouble. And if he is with you in that trouble, he is only there for one reason, to bring you out of trouble. If you doubt that, you do a study on coming out of trouble, and you'll see that that's what he does, and you'll see what's required. I will deliver him, God says. I will be with him in trouble. So we're never, if we're abiders, we're never in trouble without God. If we have God, we're not in trouble because he'll get us out. I will deliver him. Here's what he does. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Here's longevity again. I love that long life business in the Bible. You'll like it more too as you get older. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Who? The one who abides. The one who obeys. The one who trusts. The one who says. There's that saying again. Faith talks. Faith says, with long life will I satisfy him. How long should you live? Well, Brother Hagin used to say 70 or 80 years. And if you're not satisfied, live on. So Brother Copeland's hit 70. He's not through yet, so he's living on. Actually, I think he's stronger than when he was 50 or 60. With long life will I satisfy him. How long should you live? You should live till you're satisfied. And you're ready to go and you know it. Hallelujah. And show him my salvation. Now, in verse 16, it says in the margin, with length of days. Length of days is God's way of saying long life. Hallelujah. So there's lots of places in there that talks about a healing, protection from sickness, disease, and protection from disasters or any kind of situation, man-made or natural. Hallelujah. So we're safe. Say, I'm safe.
I'm safe.
I take my place.
I take my place.
In the 91st Psalm.
The 91st Psalm.
The Lord is my refuge.
The Lord is my
fortress.
I shall not fear.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Turn right.
Imagine knowing where to go at every turn. How to find your way even if you got lost.
Make a legal U-turn.
And having the confidence that you'll reach your final destination. Most people believe God has a plan for their lives, but with so many roads to choose, how do you know if you're on the right path?
You have arrived at your destination.
In God's Master Plan for Your Life, Gloria Copeland shares 10 keys to fulfill your destiny and help you find and connect to God's perfect will. God has the answers to all of your needs, and He has a personalized plan for every area of your life. Gloria's latest book will encourage and inspire you to trust God and believe Him for His plan. Even if you've taken a wrong turn along the way,
recalculating,
God can get you back on course and put you on the right path. Discover God's master plan for your life and allow the blessing of God to change your life forever. Pre-order God's Master Plan for Your Life before May 1st and receive as a bonus the brand new 60-minute DVD absolutely free. Reserve your copy today and receive the book and the bonus DVD, a $40 value, for a special price of $19.95, including shipping, handling, and taxes. The bonus DVD is an exclusive offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, available only through this pre-order special. Order God's Master Plan for Your Life online at kcm.org.
The soles of your feet. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed.
About a month ago, I went over to my friend's house and she has a small trampoline and she said she uses it for exercise. And I said, well, what do you do? And she showed me. And I said, well, I can do that. And I got on it and I jumped on it. Wrong. After I did it, I thought, oh, well, it didn't bother me right away, but maybe 2 weeks after, my knee started hurting. And the ligaments and the whole bottom of my knee. And even over here, I was asking your ushers if I could get ice. So they gave me ice for a couple of days, and that seemed to help. And I thought, oh, if I have to go to a doctor, I don't really want to go to doctors. So this morning, even before I got out of bed, I said, you know, Lord, you're the healer. You're the great physician, and I know you can heal this. And we went to bed at 12-something last night, so I know it was pretty late. And when I woke up at 6, I really wanted to go back to bed, but the Holy Spirit said, no. You're going to go to healing scriptures. You're going to find healing scriptures. And that's what I did. And I said, Lord, you're going to heal me. So when she started talking about my students, wow, he healed. Oh, and I told her, I said, I got to get up and walk around to see if I got healed. Yeah, I got healed. Yeah, I'm going to keep that healing. And the devil ain't going to get me. I just thought in my mind and I said, holy God, I praise you, Jesus. I said, you are the healer. And Satan, you have no place in me. And I know my God's going to heal me. And Gloria said it, I'm saying it, and I'm just taking the healing. I'm accepting it. I want that healing. I don't want to go around with this knee. I can't handle this knee. I've got things to do, places to go, nursing homes to be at, you know, to help people. I says, I don't want to be stranded like a cripple. I'm 71 years old. I feel like 50, you know.
The Lord is right there where you are. He is ready to heal. He is the healer. Jesus is the healer. Marilyn received her healing. She believed the word. She was in there in the meeting. But you've heard the word. And it's the same as the Spirit of God's right there where you are. And you can receive your healing right now. You might be in a nursing home. You might be in a hospital. You might be in your own home. But the power of God is present to heal. We just release our faith and Jesus comes on the scene. I want to just share the Word of God with you. This one scripture that you heard today, I'm sure, on Healing School already, but just this is the deal right here. Always, this is the bottom line. Jesus Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases, and by His stripes, the Bible says, you were healed. Now, I'm going to pray the prayer of faith for you right now. You receive your healing and you begin to act on it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person hearing my voice right now. We come into agreement, Lord, for healing anointing. I command the healing anointing, Jesus' healing anointing, to come into you right now by the power of the living God. Be made whole, all of your body parts, your arms, your legs, your eyes, your ears, your heart, your lungs, your kidneys. Whatever it is, Jesus is there to make you whole. Now you receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Just say, I take it now. I am healed in Jesus' name and to His glory. And then begin to do what you couldn't do before. Act on the Word of God. You can always receive healing anytime, anywhere. You don't have to have somebody talking to you, praying the prayer. You pray the prayer of faith based on the Word of God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you about the new book. You can order this, pre-order it right now, God's Master Plan for Your Life. This is the book that I've just written, 10 Keys to Fulfilling Your Destiny. God has a great plan for you, but if you never find out what it is, you'll miss it. And so that's why we have a Bible, and that's why we have teachers in the church, so that we can connect to the master plan. So pre-order the book today, and you'll also receive a 60-minute special edition DVD about healing, about the book, about the will of God. This is a limited time offer, so reserve your copy today. We want you to have it. You'll be blessed. You'll want to get one for other members in your family and people you're believing for and standing for. Jesus is Lord. He wants you to have the best. This is Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thanks for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a copy of today's broadcast, visit kcm.org. 2008 marks the 30th year of Healing School and our Believer's Conventions and Victory campaigns. Make plans now to attend one near you. Remember, this is the year of the fullness of blessing, a time for you to receive the blessing without measure. Jump in the 2008 West Coast Believers Convention, June 30th to July 5th. This year at a new location. Come to the Long Beach Convention Center in Long Beach, California. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Keith Moore for 6 days together with other believers from around the world. With Super Kid Academy and 1440, there's a place for the whole family. Call 1-800-600-7395 or visit kcm.org.